The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Overcast today, beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company today again. I am always, always ecstatic to kind of sit in this space and really be able to commune, break bread with our people on a day-to-day basis. It's peculiar that it's lunchtime and we're breaking bread on a consistent basis to talk about the country and talk about where we are for growth and development. I'm always grateful for that. The line's going to be wide open today, guys. You know, it's Wednesday. It is a sort of a roundtable discussion that we have, a panel discussion. I have no one in today. I think over the past few weeks, we have done our did, right? We have done the do as it relates to how many persons were coming in to have conversations about this, that, and the third. And so I want to be able to give space to those persons who want to call in today. I'd love you to do that, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. You can hit me up, 422-4796. On the text line, live and in full effect right here. A shout out to my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. I always tell you, I want to be able to remind you that if you have sort of an idea, the silhouette of an idea of what you have to get done, you got some things scribbled down, you got sort of a concept laid out, you got some things drawn. All right, and the person's going to be here, and you draw it in like a little stick person, and they want to do it look like this, and you need graphics, you need all these particular things to make this presentation, make this project, make this thing pop, an idea, a book, whatever you have as it relates to being able to print, organize, execute accordingly. You got to give them a call over at, you got to reach out to them at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators, Da Vinci Printing 242. .com, DaVinciPrinting242.com. Just send the stuff over. Let them know when you're going to be there. They'll respond to you very quickly and take very good care of you. They're located at the Village Road Shopping Plaza right there on Village Road, Bernard Road, Soldier Road, Wolf Road, at the intersection right there on the northern side. You can find them right inside of the bank. So reach out to Da Vinci Printing and Innovators. They can take very good care of you. Also, I got to shout out my people over at Coco Plum Bistro. I've said this before, and I say it again. My son, I told you, my son is, he is going to be graduating from the little K and going into the first grade. He's five, right? So he's going into the first grade, right? And he says to my wife and I, he says, Mommy, Daddy, I want to go for my graduation dinner. I don't know. He got this sort of an idea from his mother, right? I've never had a graduation dinner. It was probably just, you know, corned beef and white rice. I don't know. I'm sure it wasn't nothing to talk about. So anyway, so he says, I would like to have my graduation dinner. And can we go where we went for Mother's Day and when we were for Easter? I had a beautiful time. I want to be able to have the same meal that I had again. So this is a testament from the mouth of babes. Coco Plum Bistro has superb food. This boy is extremely picky. He's into those particular things. He really, really enjoys it. You got to give Chantel a good call. Give her a call. Reach out to them. They are in the plaza right there on the Western Road as you're going towards Lyford Key. Right there in the green plaza, right there on the right-hand side, on the northern side, you can be able to see the sign, Coco Plum Bistro. Go there. Let Chantel know that Howard Grant sent you. And enjoy yourself on the weekend. As you go towards the weekend, you can be able to do a great deal of things. Go check them out. And also check out AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. They can take very good care of you as it relates to insurance. If you're in the market for insurance, make sure you do so. Reach out to them. If you need SDs, taxis, liveries, jet skis, whatever you need, as it relates to bulk insurance, they do that in-house. In-house financing, they can take very good care of you. You ain't got to break the bank. You can go there and they take very good care of you. Just let them know that Howard Grant sent you. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They're going to take very, very good care of you in those particular spaces. Make sure you ask for my good friend, decent friend, Etheric Bow. Etheric will take very, very good care of you in those particular instances when you're looking for those particular things. So just go check them out and get yourself taken care of. They're also open on Saturdays, so you can be able to check them out on Saturdays till 2 p.m. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Support bills for legalized cannabis, and surveys suggest that attitudes are shifting towards recreational use. This is the information that's in the paper today. Physical outturn slip at the start of the year. Information's in there. Next week, I'm going to do my best to reach out to my good friends like Gao and Bo to see if we can be able to have good conversation. I'm sure someone from the PLP will be here with us. Hopefully, I can be able to squeeze one of the senators to sit with me to have a conversation about this, and one of the Free National Movement senators also to be able to talk about this and talk about the outcome or what the expectations are as it relates to this budget, right? Check out the papers today. The staff at Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute staged a protest yesterday outside of the institution, claiming that the industrial agreement is being ignored and calling for the removal of the BTVI president, right? In a statement, the BTVI board of directors advised that the president, Dr. Linda A. Davis, acts at the direction of the board. And the board said that the BTVI Union of Tertiary Educators of the Bahamas, with several supplementary clauses that remain to be negotiated after the signing. The board said that some of the outstanding matters are being reviewed and addressed as quickly, as systematically, and as the institution is able. Now, I won't say this. I like this protest. Can I say that? I like it. I like the, I always like props. I think it's time that it may not necessarily speak with the letters, but just the representation alone, you know exactly what it says. I think this is the time that we are. I think that this is the representation of not only BTVI and their posture, but the entire Bahamian electorate, the entire population of the country. We are represented in body, but our voices, our passions, our ideas, our aspirations are mute. And I think it's time for agitation. I believe that we've come to the point now in our lives where this concept and idea that it is what it is not enough. That's what it is. It is not enough. This concept and idea, well, child, what you can do, is not enough. These things are not benefiting us, and it's not benefiting our children. It's important that we do that. And I think that we have to come to a very clear idea, to a very clear position with this clarity that says, you know what? It's time for us to speak up about some stuff. Let's have the freedom of information implementation a mystery. And the government increases subsidies for SOEs, right? The Davis administration has increased subsidies for the state-owned bodies by $9.6 million from 2024-2025 fiscal year. This is a lot. I want to talk, guys. I want to have a good conversation with you. The lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Is it time for us to do this yet? I think we're done with the Free National Movement concept and idea. Give a shout out to Lavon Miller. I got to do that. I got to give a shout out to Lavon Miller because he was insistent by being able to craft a scenario. Go check his Facebook page out, right? And the indecency is rich there. Believing that Dr. Hubert Minnis has the or desires or the wherewithal that he would join the Democratic National Alliance. I had to do it. I had to let you know what this is. I thought it was ludicrous, right? So I called him. I said, Levon, what in the world are you talking about? And he He kind of stretched out the scenario. He said, Howard, I like this. I like to talk like this because you could never be able to look at these things in a finite space. And so I accept it. I accept this kind of an idea. But if you read it, you see the length and breadth, the circumference of the indecency that exists in that space. So let me just give you a synopsis. He says that Dr. Minnis leaves the Free National Movement, joins the DNA, becomes leader of the DNA. Branville becomes deputy leader of the DNA. And there's a spot that opens up in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, but that'll be given to Richard Johnson, and which will leave Howard Grant in a... Go read the thing. Go read it. I don't even know how I get... I don't even know how he typed this in this kind of... I don't even know what he did. So he says that leaves the spot open for Howard Grant, who will then become a senator and the chairman of the organization. What in the world are you talking about? What are you talking about? So he, you know, he wants to give you hope that there is a reemergence on the horizons for Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. But I submit to you, and I submit to all those that are listening in and providing information to Dr. Minnis and all various camps. Dr. Minnis, currently there is an indifference that exists in the country with Dr. Minnis, currently. Currently, the sting and the wound that has not healed from 2020, 2021, and as a result of this kind of a non-healing that we've dealt with in the country, the issues that we grapple with, a lot of persons seek to levy it on the back and the shoulders of Dr. Minnis. But I submit to you that history will be kind to Dr. Minnis. I submit this to you. I submit to you, if the only thing that we have issues with in this country with Dr. Minnis is that he locks us down, history globally will be kind to Dr. Minnis and more specifically to the Bahamas. As they're looking back and assessing about countries that fared well during this particular time, about leadership that identify and was proactive, Dr. Minnis, in his particular capacity, will be identified historically. The annals of time and history will tell the tale of his contribution, and it will do so in good light. Right now, locally, not so good. Right now, step back. Right now, genuflect to a position where you are, where you could be able to step off into the sunset. Allow your legacy to retain. Keep your statesmanlike posture and quality. Continue to be able to smile and wave and tell those people what they need. They can cuss you, doctor. It's just what you got to deal with. They can cuss you, but you got to deal with that. Do not allow your ego and this sort of an assertion and idea of political supremacy to overshadow the work that you would have done during your time. All right, you call an early election, that's dead and gone. That didn't finish. We ain't got to talk about that no more. That over. They can beat you with that. The Free National Movement Council then beat you with that. Okay, all right, no problem. You lose. Bad. But do not allow the legacy that you've built during the time that you were in this position. Don't allow this indifference, this pain, this pinch of separation that exists in the Free National Movement to cause you to make a decision that will destroy your legacy. There is no way a third party will work in this country. No way. And this is coming from a man who has committed significant years to the Democratic National Alliance. In fact, the leader that I submitted myself to in Branville McCartney is now following you, going back to the Free National Movement. Talk to me. Going back to the established organizations. Talk to me. Going back to where the proverbial navel string was buried at the foot of the first flag that rose high in this country. Talk to me. That time has come and gone. Now, unless you're willing to spend all your money and all the brand money for Bahamian people to say, yeah, man, I got you straight, man, I can support you, and to vote for somebody else, you better stop. this kind of a speculation that exists in here, let's put that to bed. Dr. Minnis has done his part. No matter your indifference, whether or not you support him, whether or not you think he did something to you personally, whether or not you're indifferent, Dr. Minnis has taken his last name and put it on the line. For generations, we will identify ministers in this country. For generations, we will identify the contribution that this man has made at the front line of politics to rise to a position as prime minister in this country. Don't fight him. He's come and he's gone. There's no need for us to stretch out and try to pontificate and speculate about the possibility of a reemergence. It is over. I know you don't want Hubert Ingraham to hear that. You don't want him to be able to, like, you know, menacingly rub his hands together as though he's done his deed. I know you don't want to be able to see that you've fallen a victim to this relentless pursuit to take you down. But, Doc, your legacy will speak for you in the future. Don't tamper, but no third party now. That's just Howard Grant. Don't fight me. That's just me. That's just personally. I think everything that you've done is going to be steadfast and well into the future. Now that we're at this juncture, I think Dr. Minnis is a sidebar conversation. Let's talk national leadership. Let's talk national growth and development. Let's talk this kind of a concept and idea that exists. Let's talk about this letter to the editor that existed in the papers yesterday that started to talk about Pintard off to an uninspiring start. And this is from the Nassau Guardian editorial that starts to be able to talk about that. It said the recent closing ceremony of the Free National Movement Convention was anticipated to be a pivotal moment of the party with a chance to unify and present a clear vision for the future. Instead, what unfolded was a perplexing and inspiring speech from Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard that left many questioning his capacity to lead the Free National Movement and the nation. I am indifferent with this. I am. Because I believe that Michael Pintard had significant nuggets. He did. And I believe he allowed his poetry to override his PR. Can I say that, if you understand what I'm saying? I believe he allowed his articulation and the ideas of being able to cast a vision in your mind to override his public relations that says we have to keep it short, sweet, and tight. Okay? So I would give him this sort of I'd give him that grace. I'd give him that leeway to say that we've seen and heard a great deal in that. However, if it was compressed, it would have been phenomenal. But because it was so long, I'll give you the analogy. Every time he drops a nugget, you pick it up. And so you walk with him as he goes throughout the conversation, as he goes throughout the speech. Now you're holding on to this nugget. And he drops another one. So you drop the first one and you pick up the second, right? And you kept doing that through the course of his conversation, forgetting what you've picked up because of the length of time that he actually spoke. It was a power pack conversation and he took it right to the PLP. He said everything that needed to be said. He did, but it was too long. I believe it had inspiration. I believe that it had the right tone, the right temperament, the right tenor. But I do believe that it was lengthy. I want to say that. Be honest with you. It was lengthy. And I don't know whether or not his PR crew vetted it, but I know that this is authentically Michael Pintard. What had an opportunity to be able to identify youth. He had an opportunity to be able to give acknowledgement to past leadership and always being able to extend his position. And this is what their expectations are from the Free National Movement going forward. It had an opportunity to be able to identify. It had an opportunity to be able to talk about the lackluster leadership from the PLP and what the expectation is under a Free National Movement, so forth and so on. I thought it was good. I thought it was good because now I have to follow this, right? And so I taken my notes. However, it was too lengthy. You have to remember the audience that you're speaking to. Like Clint Watson would tell you, right? The prime minister is, he have to make a consideration for when he's talking to a local audience in comparison to when he's talking to an international audience. And when he speaks locally, he speaks the dialect. Anyway, I just want to be able to let you know, find your audience and be able to craft that narrative accordingly. for those particular things. Guys, I want to be able to take this quick commercial break. We're here live and in full effect, 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant. The numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation. Marco's is bringing you a pizza experience like never before. Introducing our new Pizzoli baked with house-made dough. Stuffed with three fresh cheeses and premium toppings. Spiced with irresistible garlic sauce and Romeshan seasoning for only $8.95. Choose from four incredible toppings. Buffalo chicken, pepperoni, chicken bacon ranch, and pepperoni and sausage. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Every store, every day. Because this is not just pizza, it's the Italian way.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
TIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Epic Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear y'all selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Islands.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300, 422-4796, going to go straight to the lines. Call on the line with us live, go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hi.
How are you doing?
All is well. What'd you say?
Right here. Yesterday was one of your five best shows you ever had.
Yesterday?
On one corn. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Tell me why
it highlight for you. Tell me what you highlight from it.
Really not?
Yeah, I don't know.
I like Anton Stegman.
Oh, you like Anton Stegman?
But I ain't good. Okay. Because I don't want him to retract it today.
No, he ain't going to retract it. No, he ain't going to retract it. That was a strong statement, and he knows. That was methodical, thought out, and I expected it. It was timely.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Honest, though, and I like that human inside of him.
Under this New Day administration, PLPs aren't eating. But he has been saying that in so many words for the past few months.
I guess he decided to come clean with it, right?
No, he's still a PLP.
I know, definitely.
He like Fred Mitchell, he like Fred Mitchell's preambles. Once Fred Mitchell give you like a statement in the mic, mm-hmm. he'll say everything, and he say no matter what. At the mm-hmm. end of the day, it's PLP all the way, all the way. So that's what we get. I think we get truth from him about where we are nationally, but at mm-hmm. the end of the day, it's a PLP hour, and that's, you know, I can't fight it.
Yeah, but Anton was more than correct, because when you see, I picture the PLP in my book, right? Because my whole family is PLP. My mom is a store counselor, mm-hmm. and I see them as the person or the party for the poor people. And then the prime minister come in, he said he's wiping the tears from every eye. Mm-hmm. And then when I see he come with a budget like that, you know, it makes me take a step back mm-hmm. and wonder, you know, mm-hmm. who tears and who eyes, because I don't see anything in that for the poor. But I'm not discussing the budget. What I call you to say, right? Mm-hmm. The convention for the FNM is over. Mm-hmm. They have chosen a leader in Michael Pintar, right?
Yes.
I'm disappointed in the former Prime Minister, Hubert Minnis. Mm-hmm. The Bahamian people have spoken, and not just FNM. I was expressing how they feel about Dr. Minnis, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's personal. Mm-hmm. It's just, and it's not political. It's just when they overview about everything, and it's not just pandemic and Dorian. Mm-hmm. It's just the person he is as a Prime Minister. Okay, they decide they don't want to go with him. When I see these persons and leaders, right, as myself, I'm a community leader also, Howard. Mm-hmm. If you don't know that, right? I hold a community association down 14 years, right, as the president. Mm-hmm. When my time is over, I think I know, okay? When I have failed the persons in my community and they say to me, it's time to resign or let somebody else, no problem, okay? I will do the honorable thing, welcome that person, give the branch towards us to let them know that, look here, my time is through. I'm going to work with you, and because that's what I love. I am a passionate person when it comes to people and community. Mm-hmm. And because I love it so much and I invest so much in the community and done so much, I'm not going to turn my back or my eye and say, well, you know what, that's it. You woke me out. I finish. That to show you don't love people, you don't love community, you don't love country, okay? What I feel like, what he did was disappointing. I feel like he should have forget about his own personal feelings and move towards, you see what I'm saying, change. And, are you still there?
I'm right here with you.
You know, I think he should have just, you know, sometimes we have to swallow this thing called pride and just move towards what is best for the country, okay? It's your party.
I think a time for that coming. I don't know
when it's going to come. It should have come that night, and not just him. This goes for the other members of parliament who serve in their country. Realists. I call name. Let's use Desmond Bannister, for example. He's been, and I'm quite sure he's run in Carmichael more than once, am I right? Mm-hmm. Okay, he was a minister. And he has done a lot, so I don't think that he should have just abandoned ship. He should have been right there that night and say, well, Mr. Pintard, you won. He's a good man. I'm going to support you because for the people, not for myself and how I feel. So that to show politics is nothing but a personal thing for them, wow. Greed and power.
Wow.
And we as Bahamians, and that's why we're not moving in this country. We need to put our feelings aside and go for what's best for the people. Wow. Okay?
I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for that. I got to assess it. I got to be able to talk about it. I believe that a time will come for that. I believe that that should be with formality, right? I believe that Dr. Minnis has done his course. Now, I don't work for Dr. Minnis. Let's just shoot straight, okay? I don't work for Dr. Minnis. I'm not a part of his PR team. I'm not a part of any of these particular things. He engaged me to do a couple of things for him as it relates to what I do here in this space, right? And what I do on my podcast, right? Independently. And but that doesn't make me a part of his team, right? He's asked me to be able to assist, just like how Dr. Dwayne Sands has asked me to be able to assist in certain aspects of things. Ellsworth Johnson and the Free National Movement. Howard Grant doesn't work for any individual in the organization or any team or grouping in the organization. I don't do, this is my profession. This is what I do on this space. So in my professional capacity, I want to say to you that Dr. Minnis cannot do that in an environment that's charged against him. He cannot. There's no expectation that it's beyond pride. It's beyond putting pride aside. Okay? It's when you recognize that people are not going to hear you in this environment, that their celebration and their glee is towards your downfall, political downfall, and they've prayed and prayed on your downfall. The men and women that you've afforded an opportunity to even be recognized, many of them, to be recognized nationally. There are men and women who unified like Captain Planet, slapped their rings together, and Captain Planet came out to destroy Dr. Minnis. Okay? That was the objective. The fix was in to be able to get rid of him. We saw it 2 weeks ahead of everything. We saw it. Quietly, I've reached out to Dr. Minnis and I said, Doc, you sure you know where your numbers come from? I told you this many times. I've asked him this four times. I said, Doc, you're smart. You're a millionaire. As I said to him, I said, so I don't believe that this casual approach to business would have lent you the success that you've enjoyed and that you continue to enjoy. I don't believe that you not being able to adhere to what should be done as it relates to looking at your assets, your liabilities, your deficits, so forth and so on, being able to ensure that there's significant balance and understanding how can we get to a surplus. I said, Doc, you got money. There are other surgeons who do the same thing that you did. They ain't got what you got. So you had to have that by being able to be diligent. I know you have to know where your number's coming from. He said, yes, Howard, I do know where my numbers are coming from. I've called my people, and but a lot of them are backing. You see, a lot of them are backing out, and they're a little bit scared. Howard, they're a little bit scared. Like, people are threatening them. I said, but Doc, who could threaten anybody? He came on the news and started to talk about people are threatening other persons. And he said, I don't know why, and they know what I stand for. I stand for the Bahamian people. Long story short, we knew that the defeat was inevitable. We knew that. Based upon who was making calls, based upon who was showing up, we know that. Michael Pintard is strong in the Free National Movement. But many of the persons that we see was not Michael Pintard's base. I just want to be decent as I say this. Many of the people that we've seen have been a part of the Free National Movement for decades. Decades. Spanning back 30, 40 years. And they're lending support to Michael Pintard. And that only could be from a loan. Oh, Jesus, we're getting deep. That only could be from a loan. The support that he enjoys, much of the support that he enjoys, can only be from a loan. And he was able to get over the mark. That was his strategy, an excellent strategy that was executed flawlessly. You can't fight him for his strategy. That was a good strategy. He got the support he needed and was able to get over the mark. Some of the smartest people that I can identify right now that you wished me not to, but I will do so, is one of those persons is Kwesi Thompson. Can I say this to you? I called Kwesi. Kwesi said, Howard, I won't talk about it now. This is before. I saw Kwesi that night. I hail him. He's with his wife. He hit me with the two thumbs up and kept walking. That's it. But that was one of the smartest persons who took his time because people still had him in a menace. And at the very last moment, 2 days before the election, before the convention, he came out and said that my support is behind Pintard. We knew that this thing was absolutely over. The night before the convention, they had an event. And anytime you see them bring Papa out, that means they come to put the coffin down. Man, talk to me. I just want you to, How are we talking? Some people had used Papa in the past, didn't know how to use him. and 2017, when the Free National Movement used Hubert Ingraham at the very last moment, maybe 6 weeks or so before the election, that's when the Free National Movement gained significant momentum. Because there was speculation that Minnis and Ingraham didn't have relationship then. When he showed up, the country ran towards him, putting Hubert Minnis in. That's why Hubert Ingraham could tell you, I caused him to be prime minister. That's not a lie. I caused him to be leader. That's not a lie. So when you see these things and you identify it like that, you got to be able to make these assessments. You got to be able to make these assessments. And so I look at this and I want to be able to have good conversations and talk about all these particular things. It's over and done with, but, you know, I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent. We know that the fix was in. We know that these particular things was on. I think Dr. Minnis would have done well to be able to step back, to live to fight another day. I'm telling you, he would have done well from a political strategy standpoint. See, because when pride get involved, that's an issue. He would have done well from a political strategy standpoint to sit back to fight for another day and preserve his reputation. Preserve his reputation amongst those particular persons. Because him stepping back wasn't defeat. Him stepping back and say, I recognize this is what it is. You know, we're going to give youth an opportunity. And I would sit here in an advisory capacity for Michael Pintard. That was a clear sign of maturity politically. And it put him in a position where the council and the country could look at him in a different light. But to go forward and not know where your support was ended up 3-1 defeat. He cannot rise again from that. Not in the Free National Movement. He cannot. You are a failed leader in the Free National Movement now. And the only legacy you have left is this sort of an idea of what you would have done in the country. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, Howard. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Yeah, it's all good. Listen, Howard, I don't agree with you. You know, I don't agree with you in regards to Mr. Pintard's speech and and how long it was. I don't see it like that. That's my personal thing. You know, but I mean, when you're in church and the preaching is good, you don't want to go home, right? You pick up as many nuggets as you could hold, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you grab them and you go, right? Now, the other thing with Dr. Minnis, like what you were mentioning, you know, I guess he feel like Julius Caesar in some regards, when even his, I guess, his best friend Brutus was part of the instigators. But in this case, it's a bit different. All of those individuals, Mr. Johnson, all of those paid homage to Dr. Minnis and how he, and you know, and it wasn't anything personal that they had against, or they had, or they have against Dr. Minnis. Dr. Minnis, they all acknowledged that it has a season. You got to realize when your season is up and move on. Because somebody did something for me, I now have to, even if I disagree with the direction you are going, I must give you my support. How it, in the Bible, that's called witchcraft. That's called sorcery, okay? I don't care who it is. It could be my pastor. I can get up, I can tell you, my brother, sorry for that.
Hold on. Watch out. Disobedience, that's to God, to his word, to the preamble, to the constitution of the word of God. Disobedience and going contrary to the that constitution, that is witchcraft. Well, if you don't listen to people, how that can be witchcraft?
Wait, no, I don't understand. No,
you're saying in the Bible that equates to the same concept of witchcraft.
Yeah, if somebody manipulates you, or they have, like, they want to, you have to do this just because they have done something for you. What they call, quit, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. I am obligated to you. That's like sorcery. That's what.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I'm not going to fight you.
See, Howard, a man forced against his will is of the same opinion still. If somebody is not going to fall you out of love, I don't want nobody fall me just because. I want somebody to follow me because they want to be there, not because they feel obligated that they, oh, I am doing this just because you did something for me, okay? That to me is...
So in that, with that analogy and scenario, could it be said that the entire concept of the Free National Movement has been bewitched? Oh, by those persons who call and say, and call in favors.
No. I think you said your mother yourself, she is an adult. She has a mind of her own, and she's quite capable of making her own decision, right? Isn't that what you told me?
Absolutely.
And so don't you think the other delegates are just like your mother?
But that will nullify your argument at the top of the thing that says that this is like witchcraft. There's nothing that Ingram or Minnis can say to any man at the forefront to make them feel pressured into making a decision.
No, you said that Dr. Minnis had said that, you know, what he had done for others, and he had made certain people this and that and the appointment, and to some degree he felt betrayed, right?
No, I think you misconstrued my word. I want to be as decent as possible, right? And I won't go back and forth. I appreciate your telephone, right? No, I don't. That's not what I said. I said it was not the environment, right? First and foremost, they didn't give him no space to speak on the stage, right? It was not the environment. An environment that's charged with victory for Pintard is not a space for you to be able to come in. When you watch the DNC, when you watch the GOP, when you watch the presidential announcements, everyone's within the confines of their own camps. It is not the environment for Dr. Minnis to come in and speak at the convention to be able to concede his particular position. That's not the environment. I believe that time will come, and I believe that he has the wherewithal to ensure that the environment is set for him to be able to execute accordingly and speak with transparency to the Bahamian people and to the Council of the Free National Movement. But I do not believe that was the environment for him to be able to do that. So I just want to be as decent as possible. But I do not believe that Dr. Minnis, or anyone else can manipulate any man to be able to do those things. If men are making these particular decisions, that's based upon their own volition. They know this is what they want to do. And the Council of the Free National Movement has spoken. We don't want Minnis. We don't want Minnis. 3-1. I thought he would have gotten 200 votes. Dr. Minnis hasn't even gotten 200 votes. We don't want Minnis. So let's just be clear and be decent with these kind of a conversation as we say these things. I don't want to be able to create a narrative and say that, Howard said this. No. Let's be decent. From my professional vantage point, I believe that Dr. Minnis should take his own time, create a space, and release that on social media, get a space on various platforms, and release his 15-minute conversation to say that we appreciate the country. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. Don't go into all these long speeches about the success that you've done. That ain't necessary. Everyone, time will be able to tell that. Take your time and tell the Bahamian people, thank you for the opportunity. I think you should do that. And I believe that should be followed with, I now want back after I will not be accepting a nomination, but I will remain Free National Movement. I will remain supportive of the Free National Movement from this particular point forward. That's what I believe. I believe that everything from this juncture should be done with grace, with the desire to retain your legacy. Don't worry about what people say now. Time will tell the tale. Retain your legacy. Do not damage that. Take your time. But do so with grace and humility to the Bahamian people, thanking them for an opportunity of elevating you to the number one post, the top post in the land, and people still recognizing you for that. Take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
foundation.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool enough.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school.
But if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So out of the way.
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Marco's is bringing you a pizza experience like never before. Introducing our new Pizzoli baked with house-made dough. Stuffed with three fresh cheeses and premium toppings. Spiced with irresistible garlic sauce and Romeshan seasoning for only $8.95. Choose from four incredible toppings. Buffalo chicken, pepperoni ranch, and pepperoni and sausage. Order now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Every store, every day, because this is not just pizza, it's the Italian way.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect. Please be a part of what we're doing. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Levon should stop drinking rum. This is the text that's coming through. We're going to read these things. Amen. Praise God. Don't fight me. Looks like I have to start listening to Pintard now, as the PLP social media crew are posting about him every day. He must be getting to them. It's a text that's coming through, right? It says, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. Great advice for Minis, Dr. Minis. Great advice for Dr. Minis. He was a good prime minister. Third party can work if they are, if they have stickability and not greedy for power. But to help this mess... So far, not got a plan, right? None got a plan. Okay. Here we go. It says the PLP has a legacy of corruption and drug and bribery and political villainy. Okay, no problem. I'm going to fight you. It says saying others are like them only emboldens them. Don't even show remorse, but defends wrong. Okay. I'm not going to fight you. Great show as usual, Howard. You really think that he will quit? I suppose you mean Dr. Minis. I don't see it as quitting. I think that these are trigger words, right? See, like some people talking to you, and if they say big, you automatically think about your forehead or your waist, right? It's a trigger word. And you're talking about politics, even... When Fred Mitchell take on this kind of a position to indicate that he would eventually be gracefully bow out from his particular position, he said this penultimate strategic words for a reason. I remember I was in Colorado, right? And got in Colorado as a front office agent. When I got in Colorado, sent me there during Francis and Jane. I was there for the entire time. I had no experience in Grand Bahama for Francis and Jane. I was sent to Colorado the day before the hurricane came, and I'd just gotten married. I'm in Colorado, and within a week, they made me supervisor because I was training everyone on the desk, which is it's a whole story within itself. So I'm training everyone, people from Vancouver, from Texas, all over the place. We're in Colorado, and I'm training them. And then within a week after that, so 2 weeks I was supposed to be there, they asked me to extend my stay. Ended up staying there over 2 months. But I trained everyone who was there. And so I was responsible for scheduling. I was responsible for taking breaks, overseeing these things, taking care of the customers that come in, so forth and so on. And there was this Caucasian, young Caucasian girl. Now, if you've ever been to Colorado, right? So it's a mile high city. And it seems like everyone smokes. Young, old, everyone smokes. I learned about multiple sclerosis. I learned about a lot of diseases and ailments that existed. And it just saw some weird stuff in Colorado, right? I thought it was peculiar. They had curfews on water, like water curfew. You couldn't use the water to water your lawn, so forth and so on. So people would paint their lawns. And it was weird. It was a completely weird experience. But anyway, so this young girl, young Caucasian lady, I cannot remember her name, right? She said, Miss Grant, you know, they like goth, you're right? Young. She was much younger than I was at the time. And so she said, Mr. Grant, it's time for me to take a break. Now, they gave you, by law, you get 10 minutes to go outside to have a cigarette. It's a cigarette break, by law, right? And this was during the transitional time where they wanted healthy breathing spaces, right? If you remember this time, if you travel, you'd remember that they wanted... fresh air, green spaces where you didn't smoke inside. None of the hotel rooms were smoking. So this was that kind of a transitional period. And she says, Mr. Grant, I got to go outside for my cigarette break. Right? So I said, okay. Now, she wasn't a good employee. She was like, she never applied herself to her work. She was definitely smart, like one of these computer people, but she never applied herself to her work and just lackluster. And so I said to her, I said, man, you need to stop smoking, man. I just like, you know, in my vernacular. She said, "Oh my God, what did you say? Quit smoking." So I was like, "Oh Jesus, did I say something wrong?" I said, "Yeah, I think you should quit smoking." She said, "Mr. Grant, nobody likes a quitter, right?" So there's the concept in politics. Nobody likes a quitter. Nobody likes a quitter. And to hear it, to speak of it, it is a cardinal sin to say the word quit. I don't believe that Dr. Minnis will quit. To gracefully bow out, to acknowledge and to accept a position, and to be able to take your judgy bundle and say, "I appreciate the opportunity," and to move on, is not quitting. You have been soundly rejected. There is no need to make any sort of variation or public demonstration about who have done you wrong. It is done. How do you preserve yourself for the future? How do you preserve your name? That's a conversation I had with my mother. When my mother left politics, she did so. She didn't even have an opportunity to be able to get beat. She was not given a nomination. That her constituency was taken entirely. Do you remember this? Her and Kendall... Kendall Nottage? Or Kendall Wright? Which one? Who was it? There were two constituencies that were taken out. Of the 40 constituencies that existed, they did a boundary cut. Remember when there was allegations about Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram moving through various constituencies, right? Eight Mile Rock was one of the constituencies that was absorbed into West Grand Bahama. And I think Kendallone was also absorbed. They weren't given an opportunity to be able to present themselves for the new constituency. They were just rejected entirely. And so I said to my mother, I said, "Listen, mommy, you borrow my father's name, Grant." And this is a conversation that said, "You took that name to Parliament. You did well. Now, these fellas didn't treat you good the way that they should have taken care of you. However," I said to my mother, "however, that name is mine and my children's name. Now," and I said, "that's my brother's name, and we got to deal with this accordingly. I cannot allow," and this is a lot of y'all don't understand this. How did you get involved? This is how I got involved. You all try to mash up my mother's name, which is my name. When you hear the word Grant, you're not going to think of incompetence. You're not going to think of lackluster. You're not going to, no, baby, I got to get involved. I got to get involved. Because they weren't kind to my mother. Oh, my God. And you know that. F&Ms know that. They were not kind to my mother. There was nothing statesmanlike and honorable to my... No, I didn't like it. And so my involvement was for the preservation of my last name. Minnis's concern from this point forward, it should be for the preservation of what his children's children seeks to do with his last name in the future. After being quiet into death by death's touch and being able to be silenced in that particular stead, it is important that that last name still holds weight and still holds strength in this country. Significantly, after you've contributed nationally. And so these contributions that we make are not on our own strength. The men and women that comes after you, they have to stand on your shoulders for contribution. They have to stand and say, "I am a Minnis, I am a Grant, I am a Pintard, I am a this, I am a that." And it needs to mean something. When you call your last name, it shouldn't be, "Oh, your daddy's the one who's thiefing. Oh, your daddy." No. Let's fix that. Because we live in a small country. And so for Minnis to preserve his last name, it ain't about quitting. It's about preservations for the future. Let me take a telephone call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
And how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Awesome, man, to the nation. Mr. Grant, listen, man, I listened to all of your submissions this morning on Mr. Ingram and I mean, Mr. Minnis, and I agree with you and all of your sentiments. But I put Mr. Minnis down in the political Congati. okay? Mm-hmm. See, Mr. Menace is a bad man because they bought out all the arsenals for him. They ganged Mr. Menace.
They know okay? they couldn't beat him not in a fair fight.
They could not beat him in a fair fight.
I just
want to
be honest. Can I say
him. They bought the former prime minister, Ingram. They bought all of his former cabinet members. And, you know, they bought everybody out against him. They bought F&Ms, three quarters of the F&Ms they bought against him. Even some PLPs they bought out against him and everything, you know.
The PLPs
vote too. I put Mr. Menace down in the political arena as King Kong Daddy. He is a bad boy. They bought out everything for him. Okay, so he could relax, he could retire now, and he could safely say, you know, boy, they ganged me to beat me. All right, he could safely say that. But I agree with everything you're saying about him and everything. I don't think he should really venture into a third party. I think he should just relax himself and just wait for the nation to call back for him. And eventually they will call
absolutely.
For him.
Absolutely. That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it. And see, and he, the Free National Movement would have called back for him also if he had bowed out. In fact, they may have called back for him before 2026.
Yes.
If he had not presented himself after he saw the numbers was against him, stacked against him. Listen to me.
Yeah.
The numbers were stacked against him. Stacked.
Yes, it was.
There are people in his own constituency council that went against him.
Mm.
You hear me?
Yes.
There were people who were in his and Kalani that went against him and
That's
didn't
right.
want to do it. But they knew to save their political lives. Come on, let's be decent. This is how mm-hmm. party politics works. To yeah. save their political lives, they have to go with the movement. They have to go with the body of people who are making this distinction. And that is why Pintard, in his particular capacity, being advised from whoever he was advised from, everyone come out in the light, I knew that this was of the nature of Hubert Ingram. Can I say that?
That's right. That was a fixed fight.
This was in the nature of Hubert Ingram. This was the government in the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
This transparency and letting everyone say, I for Pintard, I for Menace, that concept came from yesteryear. Because this is not the democracy that we know. The democracy that we know in this day and age, you could go in the boot, do whatever you got to do and walk out. That ain't nobody business. But as a result of what happened, everyone had to come out and being able to brand themselves and say, I'm for Menace, I'm for Pintard. And that gave a very clear notion, my God, they stacked
this thing
against
Menace. But do you know, Juan, of all the talk shows in this nation, you were the only one who was neutral. You were neutral. You were fair and balanced with Menace and Pintard. But every other talk show host in this country supported Pintard. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
I'm telling you. Every single one of them. They were. Or if you didn't have something sensible to say about Pintard and you come to say something to support Menace, but you were not, you know, you were not to be heard. All right. And then
that.
They come back behind and they say all kind of negative things about you just because you supported a decent human being or a decent behavior in this country.
Wow.
And I thought that was crazy.
Wow.
You know?
I appreciate
but
the
anyhow,
telephone call, man.
Thank
you so
for
much.
Your time, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate that. Now, I'm going to give you some insight about some stuff. I really don't listen to other people talk show. Not because they suck or anything like that. It's just because talk show hosts have a way of being able to create a narrative in such a manner where it becomes believable. And sometimes, because I'm in this particular space, if I fill my mind with notions, narratives, concepts, ideas that exist in other people's spaces, then my show can morph into theirs. Even when Juan was on and listened to Juan on a consistent basis, when I sat with him, right, I couldn't listen to him outside of that because when I sat with him, then my contributions would be null and void because I would say the same thing that he did. And you don't need two people saying the exact same thing. You need an independent thought about the issues at hand. And so I say that to say this. I had a very clear conversation with all leadership in the Free National Movement. And I continue to tell you that my motivation and inspiration to move towards anything of a national perspective and position is as a result of Hubert Ingram, is as a result of Shivago Lang, is as a result of Michael Pintard. These are the men. Noted, right? See, Hubert Ingram, leader of the Free National Movement that got my mommy gang crazy. Shivago Lang, Grand Bahama, Michael Pintardi came through Grand Bahama. Youth being able to speak and articulate and having people gravitate towards them and being able to do so, and especially how Michael Pintard continues to be able to use the vernacular of youth. He used that colloquialism of youth and always pulls them in. This was interesting to me. And so a victory for Michael Pintard is a victory for Howard Grant. Because I said to him, I know if you are victorious, it says to me that my time is near. And I don't mean Howard Grant's time. I mean this generation's time, 40 and in that particular age category. It's our time next. That things are shifting in this country, and I'm excited about being able to participate in that. I had to have been fair with him. I'm not going to diss him. I had to have been fair with him. The only time I was harsh and strong with anyone, it was with Dwayne Sands. And he knows that, and you know that. And I had to have been harsh with Dwayne Sands because I had greater expectations for Dwayne Sands than I could ever have for Carl Kolmer. Of Dwayne Sands. Highly. Very highly. And I say this to him. But, like I said to him, I thought you could have done more with your time as chairman of the organization. And I was honest with him with that. And I supported him also as it relates to being able to provide opportunity, to be able to do... Listen, this is equal... I'm an equal opportunity employer on this space here. I ain't got no horse in the race. I ain't no FNM. I ain't no PLP. I ain't no DNA. It's Howard. And I'm not going to show up to your event without a check. Let's be decent about this. This is professionalism. So I commend all the men, all those particular persons in their stead. I did. And I continue to do so. I think every one of them did well, every single one of them. And save the little snicker that exists on social media and the nasty campaigns that exist on social media, I think all men did well. They did very well. Minnis' campaign did well. Pintard's campaign did extremely well, continued to be able to extend themselves. The only one question I had for Dr. Sands, and you heard me ask him, I said, how Pintard could say, come in Arinthia, come in Afe, come in Omar, come in Cassius, and you reject Branville McCartney. How could that possibly work? That's the only question I had for Dr. Dwayne Sands. We have to be fair and balanced in this country. And I believe every single one of these men have something to offer this country. I believe that with my whole heart. They're connected men. They're intelligent. They are methodical, and they have something significant to offer, no matter their choice or who they decide. And I would say the same thing about my very good friend, Michael Alkitas, about my very good friend, Jamal Strong. I say that, and I could continue to be able to go on and on. I don't care if you use the FNM or PLP. You heard me say the same thing about Joe Beth Kobe. I need your contribution for a better Bahama land. Your perspective and your political position means absolutely nothing to me. I've come to the conclusion that FNM and the PLP in many ways is the same people. But how you contribute is based upon your convictions and your commitment to those particular things. If you as a yellow belly will do anything for money, I got to chop you down. But if you stand steadfast in your convictions, determined to be able to make something of the time that you spend in politics, of the time that you spend in national leadership, I will always celebrate you. Always. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Next. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Howard Grant?
I'm good, man.
You trying to remember was Kenneth Russell?
No, man, not Kenneth Russell. Kenneth Russell was East End. It was Kendall.
One big follow. Wait, and Branson met, and then Russell tell Papa he don't want no party. Papa said, got to barely catch yourself sometimes. And he ducked Papa,
Listen to me. You have some outlandish stories.
But it's the truth.
No, that is not the truth.
Yes.
That is not the truth.
Papa say, I tell him to come see me. He ain't come see me. When he was tapping it.
I was in the meeting. As I looked at Hubert Ingraham, I knew that he was stretching out the expectation of what he had for Kenneth Russell. Let me tell you why. When I was in the meeting in Grand Bahama, my cousin, Elkina, Elkanah stood up and started to be able to speak to the body of people that was there and started to talk about a Shock Rock project. He passed away. This is my cousin. He passed away. When he started to talk about the Shock Rock project, the country didn't know about Shock Rock yet.
A secret.
It was only spoke of in cabinet.
Uh-huh.
How did Elkanah know this information? Kenneth Russell had to go, and we knew that night. We say, "Oh Jesus God, he finished."
This could be done quietly, you know.
We knew he was done
quietly. Well, Papa said stand bread, but he won't get rude. And Papa cut him down publicly. Publicly, Papa cut him down. Like,
no, let's be decent.
Papa, like, Donald Trump in the party, you know.
Let's be
Papa
decent. The allegations and the speculations was he was forging this. He was trying to get a finder's fee for this $1.something billion project.
But this could have been fired. He could have been fired publicly. I'm not public, quietly.
Yeah, that was
but Papa do it publicly because he don't want to listen. Come see me to my house.
He was a decent. Well, you know, he was more steadfast and focused on the project that existed.
That Papa can't cut down the whole man, the whole MP.
You see, I keep telling you, I don't know where you get this next part of the story from.
Dr. Minnis, or what kind of doctor? Do you know Mexico's new president? He's have 2 PhD at a Nobel Peace Prize. He's now president of Mexico. With doctor this and doctor that. That don't make you a good prime minister. Doctor, she's now president of Mexico, a physicist.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to smart as any medical doctor, but her new job now is president of Mexico. Minnis took down some good men with him just now. Like, they really carry the wrong bag. Like,
no.
Like Bannister. They're not finished with the African. Michael can't trust them. Remember
no,
that?
You can't say that.
I mean, like, I can't believe big grown man could not see the writing on the wall.
No.
Because Minnis was good to you as prime minister, so you got to move on.
You can't say that.
You like Crazy Thompson.
You can't say that.
Minnis was good to Crazy, but Crazy, no. He young.
You can't
you
say
can't
that.
You can't let this man who finished lead you into a hole with him. See, Minnis is...
No.
Minnis, see, I think the party should have two of them do a speech if they lose. I don't work with the party. I thank you for your services. Like when
yeah,
like
but Minnis released the speech. He released the speech.
Didn't Hillary concede?
Oh, Hillary had to concede.
Yeah, because that's the way how the parties work.
She had to concede.
Yeah, but the Minnis ain't concede yet.
Yes, man, you ain't read the statement.
What are you waiting on?
He already released the statement, and the statement indicated I accept the numbers.
I will serve Michael. He's my new leader. I'll serve him with best anyway.
My God, man, you ain't read the statement, man. You come on the radio and you can tell me all these things and you ain't read the statement. Go read the statement. Ministers already released the statement, accepting the numbers, accepting the position, and thanking those particular persons who supported him, and thanking Michael Pintardi much things. It was a one-pager, I think about 2 or 3 paragraphs, and it was done. It was done. The deed is done. And then he went on Montague and started dancing. That was it. If he's finished, he's finished. That was it. Now, all I'm saying to you is that when you take on these kind of positions, I don't know where you get your information from. Yeah, your information is be deep. And I don't know it. I don't know it. I just have to be as decent as possible. But Dr. Minnis, when Hillary conceded in her particular capacity, she did so with the confines of those people who supported her. She was within the confines of her own camp. I'm saying to you, Dr. Minnis should not have to be able to jump on the stage at the convention and concede. It should be in the confines of those people who support him. That's one. Two, you cannot say that he pulled some good men down with him. You cannot say that. The whole of Cleveland would like to kill LeBron James when he said, "I'm going to take my talents to South Beach." Would like to kill him. They burn all his jersey. They won't kill him. I'm going to South Beach. I'm taking my talents to South Beach. When he gone to Miami and won those rings and did well, he got some experience, got some exposure, and built his status, right? Went back to Cleveland and won one for Cleveland. Then he went to L.A. So you can't fight a man's talent no matter where he goes. But the team expects you to remain steadfast and committed once you're a part of the team. If Bannister is a part of the team, if Renwood Wells is a part of the team, if Branville is a part of the team, then these are the people that support you. You need that support. Those people who exist in the middle of the road sometimes do what is politically expedient for them and for the preservation of their political lives. Many times these are not necessarily men that have convictions. They only want to be able to preserve a position for themselves and their families. To say that I was a part of something, not necessarily contributing anything, you know. just to say that I was a part of the proximity of these things. Politics don't need that these days. Can I say that to you? Can we talk like this? Politics don't need no more of these speculation, these spectators that sit in the stead of a politician. Many of them are merely spectators seeking to be able to give you a yes man. The whip is relentlessly on for them, for the man or the woman that they support. Then their commitment is never to the Constitution. Their commitment is never to righteousness and justice. Their commitment is never to this kind of an upstanding position. They only seek to preserve their political lives. And so if you have a man, if you're wrong, we're getting down together. If you're right, we're getting up together. But my God, you was my guy. We're going together. Watch me. There was almost 700 men after Samuel said that David was going to be king. Over 700 men said, if David can be king, I roll in with David. This man wasn't king for 15 years after that. But they was with him through hell and high water. They was with him because they believed that he was going to be king. And as a result of those 15 years, everyone grew together. You cannot leave your man if that's your man. Don't fight, man. This is still righteousness. If this your guy, we getting down together. You don't cower and jump off the boat. Hey, we taking this together. And that's just what it is. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Explore the wonders of the Bahamas at Sun, Sand, and Souvenirs, brought to you by the Tourism Development Corporation. This 8-store retail treasure chest is located on Bay Street, just 2 doors east of Bayside Food Store. Build a pal with your child. Purchase authentic Bahamian artwork or dazzling jewelry. It's a shopping adventure where the possibilities are endless. We're open 7 days a week, so join us today and let's create a community where innovation and opportunity thrive. See you there.
Applying for a mortgage but don't know where to start? Use these tips to speed up the process. First, visit your bank and get pre-qualified. This is an assessment of your ability to repay. To get pre-qualified, carry a passport, a recent pay stub or verification. If self-employed, 2 months bank statements and a bank reference letter. Ask questions. Is there an application or commitment fee? What will the interest rate be? Are there any closing costs or prepayment penalties? Get smart. GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sale 26717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Foundation.
foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. The lines are wide open if you want to be a part of what we're doing here, live and in full effect on radio, the foundation, Howard Grant. Grateful to be in your company today. Grateful that you allow me to have this kind of a conversation. I hope that I really seek to be balanced with you, man. I never want to be a these acronyms, right? You know, the acronyms that start with the C and then it ends with, you know, QRST. You know, let's be decent. I need to be able to do that. I always want to be able to be balanced and steadfast, right? I always want to be able to present myself transparent in these particular positions. And when I think of it, I get deep with this thought. And I think about not only my personal welfare and preservation locally and currently, rather, but I really think about the future of the nation and my children, right? And when I say my children, I mean all children of the nation. Now, you may think that this is just like, oh, yeah, whatever, like this guy. I really mean it. I really, really mean this. I believe I only see Bahamians in the light of when I was a child in Martintown. That's how I see Bahamians. I see Bahamians, no matter how you stretch out and you got bad ways and you're mouth long off because of tribulations that life beats you down with. Now you're mad, you want to fight, you want to shoot, joke, and kill, and so forth and so on. But I only could remember you about the bliss that existed when we were young and the ideas that we had for the country, right? This kind of an idea of how we're going to contribute. This kind of an idea of, boy, when I get old, I can do this. This kind of an idea about, you know, I can't wait to get a chance to do these particular things. I remember you. I don't even know you, but this is how I communicate with you. I believe that you want good for this country. And so when I discuss this with you and have this kind of an opportunity to sit here with you and talk about it, I got to be able to strip the layers of political formality and talking points, the layers of political fodder, like how Hubert Ingraham would say, the flowers that exist and all these words. Let's get to the core. Let's get to the heart. Let's get to the conviction. Let's get to the reason why you die. And so that's the only thing that I want to be able to push forward on this show. What's real? Where is the heart of the matter? Are these people really for the Bahamian people? And I think politicians will do well to understand an era that we live in. Nobody care about all these bunch of garbage that you're talking about that you think sound good based upon what you hear fellas say yesteryear. The only politicians that we remember is politicians that spoke with their heart and that was steadfast to the convince and the constitution of their political organization. I don't care what you say, you will never forget Fred Mitchell. You will never forget him. I don't care what you say, you will never forget Obi Bushka. You will never forget Perry Christie. You will never forget these men. You will never forget Hubert Ingraham. You will never forget Lyndon Pinlin. Your children know about Lyndon Pinlin because of you. You will never forget Maurice Moore. There are politicians right now that we're trying to remember who these men were. Because they never had nothing to offer from their hearts. They never offered anything other than platitudes. This superficial, surface, political froth. That's all this was. And they come and they go. And they come and they go. But if you got heart that's steadfast and anchored to nationalism, growth and development, my God, you will never die in this country. Never! Your children will be straight. People will be bringing you conch, red snapper, and hogfish, and barracuda, everything. Or use this one, child. And that don't just go for politicians. That go for people who have a heart for community. What do you call it when you go on the island, right? Like an administrator, right? If you be a good administrator and you live in the family of islands, you don't have to pay for nothing. My God. Hey, Howard, what's happening, baby? I just bring you some fish. We just killed my hog. You need something? I got to fix the roof. I can send my baby. I'm telling you, this is how the country is. I care you and your children till you die. But you got to be decent. You got to be decent. There are some politicians in this country, their decency goes before them. There are some, their indecency does the exact same thing. And so only time will tell, based upon your contribution, where you can fall in this line. And there's no need to be bitter at this point. You got to get better. Because you still got a legacy to preserve in this time and day and time that we're living in. And you still got to be able to create a standard that the politicians coming after you could be able to work themselves up to. That is what it means to be honorable. That is what it means to be a statesman. Let's take a telephone call quick before we get out of here. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what you say?
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Everything good? What's up?
Yeah, now, Howard, don't try that now. Pindar did not reject Branwell, man. Branwell reject himself.
No. I didn't say Pindar.
And only if Menace win, he coming back to
FNM. I didn't say Pindar. I said Dr. Sands.
Oh, Dr. Sands?
I said,
you say Pindar?
No. Pintard open up the door. Arinthia come in. Omar come in. Cassius come in.
Plenty of the DNAs are 60% of the DNAs come over. Not only Arinthia come in.
It might be 80%. But anyway,
I
can
perform a DNA and all too. And I look in now and say, I have to make up my mind between now and 26.
Now watch me.
Hey,
now
hey.
All them DNA come in, and the man who start the DNA, you reject him. You can't do that.
Yeah, well then he go on diving in the pool before he gets the water.
Yeah, because Minnesota's
this
guy.
He's a good man. I can't see how he could get on that ticket. He's on the wrong ticket. Like I can't see for a man who won't be prime minister. I can't see how he could align himself with Minnesota.
No, you can't fight him. You can't fight him. He aligns.
Yeah, you can't fight him. But let me say this too. Let me say it. But two callers back.
Go ahead.
The gentleman who called, he called the next show and he say, he Kemp, the deputy chairman of the PLP.
That's a couple days ago. Yes.
Yeah. He said on our show a couple of days. But I see why, after he called Chicago Lang Show, smack, he called him and called him stupid. Bradley, let me ask you a question. For the last month, you was on a campaign for Dr. Menace, trying to get Dr. Menace elected. Now, let's go back to 2021. A month before the general election, you had the same views about Dr. Menace as you have now? A month before going into 2021. Call back and answer that question. All these nice things you're saying about Dr. Menace now, a month before the 2021 general election, were you saying all these nice things about Dr. Menace now, then, or back then, being the deputy chairman of the PLP? I see what Sparky say with you, man. Stay up this radio talking foolishness, man. You know you only wanted Dr. Menace to win, so y'all gonna have an easy to the polls in 2026. So y'all believe y'all gonna have an easy win. And I believe Dr. Menace could beat Brave Davis any or two, even being the lousiest prime minister in the world. So stay up this radio talking foolishness, Bradley Camp. Please, man.
The lousiest prime minister in the world.
Pindar didn't win. Pindar and Brave Davis in the next general election, man. So stop calling this radio run now with a bunch of foolishness. Howard.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Howard, when the Port Authority opened up the office over here in New Providence, that was you in that burgundy jacket?
That's
in that
me.
Burgundy blazer?
Yes,
dancing
me.
Up in the background?
I wasn't dancing. I was standing up in the... I don't know if they catch me dancing. I was with my wife.
Yeah, you was with your wife over there.
I was right there.
Howard, you looking like the lady FED, boy. You shot, boy. You look good. You look good.
You know,
that's a crazy burgundy blazer with you out on, man.
I appreciate you.
I see, look at Howard looking like a dapper in the back there, man. You look like the lady every day, dog.
I appreciate
you. Yeah, man. All right, brother. Be the link up, man. Be safe.
Thank you, my brother. You know, girls that love me, right? No. And let's be decent now. You say I will be decent. How much time I got left? I got 10 minutes, 11 minutes, right? I got one more commercial break here. Let's say this before we go. Now, let me be decent. The last time Branwell aligned himself with someone in the Free National Movement, it was utterly annihilated. No matter how decent and strategic the layout, as you look at the blueprint, you thought that Dr. Menace was done when Loretta did what she did. Loretta was inclusive. She was methodical. She was thoughtful. She incorporated within the Senate. She did everything and prepared herself for leadership in the Free National Movement. And Dr. Menace stood steadfast and bam, she was gone. Her man and those that supported her, they also left her high and dry. Now, after going through that particular experience and being a senator for 28 seconds, Branwell, only based upon experience and time testing, he made what he thought was the right decision. Because if Dr. Minnis did it before, then it was an expectation for him to do it again. But it didn't go so. Because the whip was on. The cat nine tail was on. My God. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. There's scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com. Where printing is an art.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? On the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
She's the overweight lover, heavy D. She's the overweight lover, heavy D. She's the overweight lover, heavy D.
Cooling in my crib and I'm cold, maxing. Call up a cutie, I'm in the mood for relaxing. Get my phone book from top of the shelf, I dial 66. I better keep it to myself. Call up a cutie with a triple star next to it. She says hello, we conversate a bit. Invite her over for a candle.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of Heavy D in the background for you. If you don't know him, go check him out. Ladies and gentlemen, live and in full effect here, being able to do these things. Grateful for the opportunity. Grateful to chop these things down. The lines are lit right up. Let me see if I can be able to take these telephone calls quickly. Call on the line, go ahead.
Yeah, Howard, how are you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
What's up, C. Allen?
Not much, man. Let me just touch on a couple of bases. Just let me say FNM, 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 Pintad, Pintad, Pintad. Okay, now let's go.
I tell you, I wasn't going to let you talk to me until I see your picture with the FNM card and pay your dues. Where is your picture?
Don't say it. It's where my loyalty, my word is my mark.
You say you could join the FNM if Pintad win. Pintad win, where is your card?
And we're working on that. Don't you see? Trust me. Let me say something.
From the black people go two octaves too high.
I won't get rude, right? But I'm too far in to pull out.
Oh, Jesus. Hey. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
But yesterday you talked about this class of people, right, with Anton talking about. Anton is absolutely correct in the class of people. But the problem is that what Anton has to disconnect from is that the class of people speaks a new language, as well as the global marketplace speaks a new language. The marketplace speaks digitization, datafication, and digital transformation and tokenization and the likes. This government, I didn't hear it in any of their announcement or pronouncement, is about 30 laws that need to be modified for that to happen. So there is going to be a new class of billionaires. And I can put to you that before Pintar becomes prime minister, they will begin to experience what is expected of that new class of empowerment, right? And so oftentimes people say, let me do this. I want to confirm with my third point. You say they're gang menace. Listen to me, sir. Ain't no ganging menace. Are you telling me, see, to have that argument, right, you'd have to take the position that if they all supported menace, they thought he would still lose. That's not true. They made the best choice. Because if that entire grouping I'd supported Menace, would they have been ganging Pintad? No, they would have supported Menace. The question you have to ask is, considering their relationship with Menace, over 9 years with him, leader opposition and prime minister, what would make them not stand with him? That's the question that one has to ask. And time will answer that. And I think Minister still has an opportunity to make his mark on our society. Because one of the things, which is something Hubert Ingram has done, what people don't understand is that Hubert Ingram has kind of began to insert himself as a statement, but he also shows that he still has the brute of politics. Okay? So, you there?
I read you.
Yeah, okay. So that's just showing you that he could walk, just that he could walk on both realms. But don't worry, I'm going to talk with Hubert Ingram later on, because he's going to be an important role in connecting the past to the future. And that's the way it is because of his impact for those 10 years and also for the 5 years that he served as being impactful. With all due respect, we could almost remove the 10 years of Barry Gladstone Christie. So we need to have that connection from the transition from 92 on.
That's heavy what you're saying. So you almost, you want to discount both 2002 to 2007 and 2012 to 2017.
Yeah, I'm literally saying, because let me just use one thing, because people often use this thing. Very quickly, I want to hit the last thing. People always talk, right, about you know what, let me touch this, because I have to come back and explain this to you. How would they talk about this? I know the one thing people said about the BTC, right? Let me explain to you in context that I and Farquharson Kirkwood is who started the march and the fight against BTC. We were not against the privatization of BTC. We were, in the purest sense, we were against the method. But listen to me, please. What Ingram did was cleared a basis of a shift that was about to happen, that happened in 92 and happened again every 15 to 20 years. The problem is, I'll explain how the PLP dropped the ball with the promise they made and did not fulfill it. Because even, remember, the 49%, regardless of the value, that 49% that was left had a value that could have built the new infrastructure that was necessary, but it still can be built. We can have that conversation, but just let me end in saying this. Vision, integrity, communication skills, decision-making ability, emotional intelligence, passion, motivation, team-building skills, humility, adaptability, accountability are just some of the skills that I see in Mr. Michael Pintard. And you could ask me those in any order.
Now, watch me. Now I got to let you go, but I want to be able to. And I thank you so much for your telephone call, but we got to be as decent as possible as we do this. That's not what we're capturing from the letter to the editor, that it was uninspiring, that it lacked this kind of a focus, that it wasn't coherent, it wasn't pulling together, and it didn't have that kind of a transition into an overarching objective, right? So let's talk. Those elements maybe exist, but how do we enact them? How do we now make them tangible and bring them to life? They exist, but how do we bring that to the forefront? How do we polish that and bring it to the forefront? Let me take this last telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on with me live.
Hello.
Hey.
Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton? Go ahead.
Boy, look, yeah. Anyway, thank you for getting to me. Let me make it quick. Howard, in effect, what happened in the FNM was birthed in the PLP. The FNM had their version of the night of hop to date, in that case, of the long knives. All right, Howard?
Yeah.
And in my view, it was certainly spearheaded by former Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram. And I'm certainly took great delight, as you heard what he spoke about, and he kept referencing as to his influence on Hubert Minnis forming government and becoming FNM Prime Minister in the country. And we all know the fallout and the statements that was made by Hubert Minnis, but clearly Hubert Ingram still carries on his back to this day. But if what Pintard has said is to remain true, they ought to do a couple things. Go after Randall McCartney, because all of those who Pintard called to the stage, Brian led them. They were Brian's support base.
But that's what, right? I said. You can't accept everybody and reject Brian. You can't do that.
And so Brian has clearly demonstrated that he's still prepared to be an FNM, and I imagine that would be even open to negotiation, although Hubert Minnis did not make it through the round, right? And one final person I would say, Howard, which is something that I've been meaning to say for the last couple of weeks of us, or several weeks of us having dialogue on the FNM, but some other conversations prioritized. They need to come after you as well.
Jesus.
Because you still have a contribution to make, Howard, and maybe 50 or 60, maybe even up to 70% of those persons who run behind Pintard, you demonstrate on a daily basis far more character and integrity than them. And you are still of the age set to represent the future of this country. And so if Pintard is listening, opposition leader, and I know he's cracked down in the fiscal debate right now, but if he's listening, and I'm certain he gets messages, they should come after you as well to try and get you back in their fold.
I appreciate
to help
that.
To direct the future path of the FNM. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very kindly. You're too kind, my brother. But you know, like, let me sit right here. Let me sit right here and direct traffic. Eh? I like the fella on Blue Hill Road, on Milo Butler and Harold Road. I can tell you when to go. Don't worry about that. We can do that, right? You can give me your honor and accolades, but I don't know whether or not I won't get back in traffic. It's be thick sometime. Let's talk about these things. Guys, it is a beautiful day. Thank you so much for being able to be in my company. Tomorrow, I will not be here. I get my son's graduation. So let me do that and be able to enjoy ourselves. I'm going to see you on Monday. God spare our lives. Have a beautiful weekend. Do so safely. If you're one of those that take a little taste, do that with the responsibility of being able to show up for work on Monday in decency and in order. I pray that the Father blesses you, keeps you as we, are separate between our particular times. I can see you on Monday. God spare our lives. God spare. Have a beautiful weekend. Take a sweet thing in the can and go watch Bad Boys. Bad Boys, what you gonna do? We gotta go watch that. Come on, talk to me.
Gaze at the stars, walk down the boardwalk. Sit by the beach and talk, lovers talk. Make sailor phone. Some people in the zine to pick us up and take us home. An enjoyable
the
night.
Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ross Electric Motors.
This is the overweight love of heavy tea.
Girls and girls, they love me.
This is the overweight love of heavy tea.